Random House Audio presents The Bridge, The Life and Rise of Barack Obama by David Remnick. Read for you by Mark Deakins. There's no question that in the next 30 or 40 years, a Negro can also achieve the same position that my brother has as President of the United States. Robert F. Kennedy, May 27, 1961, Voice of America. I remember when the ex-Attorney General, Mr. Robert Kennedy, said it was conceivable that in 40 years in America, we might have a Negro president. That sounded like a very emancipated statement to white people. They were not in Harlem when this statement was first heard. They did not hear the laughter and bitterness and scorn with which this statement was greeted. From the point of view of the man in the Harlem barbershop, Bobby Kennedy only got here yesterday, and now he is already on his way to the presidency. We were here for 400 years, and now he tells us that maybe in 40 years, if you are good, we may let you become president. James Baldwin, The American Dream and the American Negro, 1965. Barack Obama is what comes at the end of that bridge in Selma. John Lewis, Washington, D.C., January 19, 2009. Prologue. The Joshua Generation. Brown Chapel, Selma, Alabama. This is how it began, the telling of a story that changed America. At midday on March 4, 2007, Barack Obama, the junior senator from Illinois, was scheduled to speak at Brown Chapel in Selma, Alabama. His campaign for president was barely a month old, and he had come south prepared to confront, for the first time, the Democrat.